confirm, probably all of you have already heard, but we do have Mr. Wilcoxon in custody. We have just a few minutes ago, Mr. Wilcoxon, one of our troopers that was on an area block, saw the vehicle, got in behind the vehicle. There was a short pursuit. We had aircraft in the air as well. Mr. Wilcoxon stopped the vehicle. He was taken to the ground and he is physically in custody. He is, the vehicle is the vehicle that was stolen from Rolla earlier. He does have a superficial wound to his arm, so we were correct in all of that, but Mr. Wilcoxon is in custody.
Where did that happen at?
It's happened south of Rolla, but the specific address we are going to, we're not going to release right now because we need our investigators to go down and make sure that they are able to process that scene.
Was this just you guys out of patrol and you happened to spot him, or did you have information he was there? Or?
We had no information. One of our troopers got behind the vehicle, spotted the vehicle, got in behind it. A short pursuit ensued, and Mr. Wilcoxon was taken into custody.
So this was just your guys being in the right place, right time?
It was guys being out there and watchful. Yes, sir.
Any shots fired during that last?
No shots fired. Rapid. We believe he acted alone, yes. Okay. Chief Kearse has additional information, so I'm going to turn it over to Chief Kearse now.
We, during the pursuit, right after the shots fired, we got the Phelps County prosecutor, and we did a application for a warrant. Right now, we do have a warrant for him with a $1 million bond for 4 counts of assault on law enforcement officers.